All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to Big Iron 2019. And a fixture here in the Expo Center is the Legacy Seeds booth, where they've got 14-foot-tall silage corn. And we're kind of right in front of the wall of corn. Down the aisle a ways is the North Dakota Corn Growers and North Dakota Corn Council booth, which is another fixture because the smell of popcorn permeates the entire Big Iron grounds, and everybody comes for a breakfast, lunch, and afternoon snack. So thank you to the North Dakota Corn Growers and your new executive director, Lisa Hochalter. Good to see you on the radio.
Thank you, Mick. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And I've already congratulated you before you got here, but you got the results from the bar exam.
I did, and I passed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very relieved and excited.
Yeah, because there was a lot of stress and studying.
To say the least. It was a full-time job to study. So
now I got to ask this question, which might sound weird, but back in junior high, when dreams are made, career goals are made, when I grow up, I want to be, did you say, I want to pass the bar and then become the executive director of North Dakota Corn Growers?
You know, it goes back to the fourth grade, actually. Oh. I wanted to be a lawyer since the fourth grade, and I guess in junior high, I wanted to incorporate agriculture into that. So I guess that's kind of how I got here.
All right. Well, you made it.
I did.
All righty. So when you applied for the job at North Dakota Corn Growers, again, that was kind of a lengthy process, and you weren't really done with school yet.
Yeah? I wasn't. No, I was finishing up my last semester. I was an intern at the Legislative Assembly, and so I had to come back and go through two interviews. So
yeah. All right, well, now here we are, and I guess the mission of the corn growers, this is your job now to carry that out. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess what are the top issues that are on your table right now?
Right now, we're focusing on trade and markets for farmers and for corn. Another would be the disaster relief and trade mitigation from the USDA and FSA. So we've actually got a grower out in D.C. right now. He's attending Growth Energy's fly-in to push RFS and the refinery exemptions on Capitol Hill.
Okay. Who's that? Who'd you send out there?
Drew Courtney of Oaks, North Dakota. He is a director from District 6.
Okay. And I visited with him at Commodity Classic last spring, and he's a go-getter. He'll twist somebody's arm real hard.
He is, yes. He will do great.
Yeah. And that is a challenge. You know, the renewable fuel standard exists by law. We're supposed to blend X number of gallons annually, and it's kind of getting eroded. That's frustrating.
It is. A lot of people are frustrated, and we've got people who feel differently on one side and people who feel differently on the other. So it's kind of trying to come together and find a solution for both that'll make both happy. I guess a compromise.
Yeah. But however, I mean, as a lawyer now, it's the law of the land. Can't we do something? It's not a political argument. Shouldn't it be a legal argument?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll give you my traditional lawyer response.
Okay.
It depends, right? It depends. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it goes forward.
Okay, yeah. But the 31 exemptions that, you know, the president is backtracking because he realizes, okay, maybe this was a bad move politically, but the question of this is the law of the land, that's been, since the renewable fuel standard became the law of the land, that's been it's kind of been ignored.
Yeah, yeah, and so I guess a lot of people are kind of frustrated with that because they feel they have been ignored and these oil companies are getting off the hook, right? And so a lot of people are frustrated about that.
Yeah, all right, well, there's job security for you.
That's right, yeah.
Another task at hand,
yes.
Yeah. When it comes to trade and trade issues, that's also where the Corn Council can, well, they don't, that's not their area, but that is yours.
That's mine. That's right. It's kind of a distinction that we're still getting used to as well, because it used to be together and there wasn't really a clear line. But the trade and the political issues are what the growers do and what I will advocate for. And so next week, a bunch of executive directors from across the country are getting together in D.C. to advocate and push for USMCA.
And there again, There's no reason why it can't go through. Mm-hmm. It's a political discussion.
Yes. We met with Congressman Armstrong on Friday, and he said there are votes in the House and the Senate to pass. It's just a matter of when it will be brought to the floor.
Yeah. The difference, well, let's hope that gets done this fall. I know the Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut just this past week was saying, well, let's move it to 2020.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I believe it's been rumored she would like to reopen the agreement and add some textual changes, but if that happens, it's unlikely it'll pass.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't like to see that reopened.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to. In fact, Robert Lighthizer has said that just can't happen.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
Already been approved by Mexico and mm-hmm. you know, sitting on Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Canada will wait for us. So I think we're up to bat now. It's on us.
Even more reason for farmers to call not just the senators and the representatives from the farm states, but mm-hmm. others, I guess. Huh?
Others, right. And that's a big part of what we're going to be doing next week is visiting non-corn states. I guess for you, for the national corn growers, that's what we're going to focus on is non-corn states. But it's important for urban states to know just how important this would be to pass.
Yep, for sure. All right, because, yes, China is kind of the tip of the spear for a lot of trade anxiety, mm-hmm. but Canada and Mexico remain our top two customers for corn.
Yes, Mexico buys North Dakota's top customer for corn. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to us that we get USMCA passed.
Yeah, all right. Well, again, email. Do you have like a form letter? A lot of people, I guess the congressmen, senators, or groups, they get all these form letters, mm-hmm. fill in the blank, your name at the bottom. Wouldn't it be better to, how does a lack of trade, how is this year's challenges in agriculture? Tell your own story and send it off, huh?
Yeah, I interned for a senator after my first year of law school, and I can tell you that personal stories mean a lot to them. And so seeing that versus a form letter, they're more willing to read that and respond to that.
Yeah. All right. So please do that. Tell your story. Tell how it's affected you and send it off to Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut.
That's right. Yes,
and others. So, all right. In about a half hour, mm-hmm. There is going to be a dedication. Your predecessor, Dale Irie,
yes.
Who passed away. And again, he was the executive director of the Corn Growers Corn Council.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a career at Farm Service Agency. And there's going to be a little dedication at the FSA office there for a training room named in honor of Dale Irie. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And Martin Barbary from RMA is in town. And Kathy Sailors from FSA, she's Fordyce's chief of staff. Mm-hmm. He unfortunately couldn't make it out today. But Kathy and Martin will be there for the dedication as well, I believe.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Again, we all miss Dale. But again, as everything moves forward in life, mm-hmm. There are now, we have Jean, who's
yes.
the executive director of the Corn Council.
Yes.
And we have you, Lisa Ethel mm-hmm. Coulter, the executive director of the Corn Growers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a good split. We're now the separate identities, separate missions are becoming a lot clearer.
Yeah, and I think for everyone going forward, that'll be the best. So then you know where to go for your membership and advocacy, and then you know who to go for your research and education.
Yeah, and we know who to go for popcorn here at Big Iron.
That's right. Yeah, we will be here popping popcorn 3 days, 3 days this week, all day. So it's really good. We've perfected it to a science now. So.
Well, now that the anxiety of the bar exam is over with, how are you liking the job of Corn Growers Executive Director?
I can focus a lot more. Some days I would think, oh, man, I don't know what'll happen or what I'll do after if I didn't pass. So
yeah.
It's easier to focus now.
And the executive committee kind of, they said just, you can wait and start until after August 1st till mm-hmm. all that is over. And they kind of worked with you a lot. So that's pretty cool.
It was. I am very grateful for their patience.
Well, obviously, you were the one they wanted, so glad to have you in that chair, and good to finally meet you. This is the first time I met you.
Yes, it is. It was great to meet you, finally.
Yeah, and have you on the radio. So, Lisa Hochalter, new executive director. What's your email at the corn office?
It's pretty hard. It's lisa@ndcorn.org.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Right. Well, if anybody has any issues, they can email you, and...
Yes.
your job to deal with all that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, congratulations on the job and passing the bar and for being on the radio with me and surviving 10 minutes.
Thank you, Mick. I appreciate it.
All righty.